Friends at Healdsburg, Modesto, California, July 14, 1885. Dear friends at Healdsburg, our train left Oakland about 11 o'clock at night, Monday. We were compelled to have considerable confusion, as usual, in packing up and getting off. We went down to the point at 7:30, and there was a crowd that came to see us off. We had to go thus early to get our places, take our seats, and then we went out to walk and get the air, for it was very close in the place where the cars stood. It would be so much better if there had not so many come down to see us off. We did not get ready to sleep until midnight. There is a great deal of jerking and jostling. I slept, nevertheless, until morning, but feel the need of more sleep. It will take some days for me to get rested. We are not badly crowded, but there are about as many as our party on the cars. We met here Skeltons, Sabbath keepers, just from Kansas. They are going to locate in Fresno County. We are promised an entire car at Mojave. I designed to have left you more money to pay for the hay, but it has taken pretty close work to get money to defray the expenses of this journey. Draw from Pacific Press if you need money. Any time, brother and sister Lockwood. We return the same route we came. Some extra advantages were granted us over the Central Pacific, so we took this. I would be pleased to have you send to Byron Belden, Pacific Press, a couple of boxes of plums when they get ripe. The plums were sold readily for 2¢ and a half at Oakland, which was about 2¢ at Healdsburg. Willie says he sent you a telegram to send down plums. Byron will dispose of them. When there is a general ripening of plums, you may, if agreeable, visit Petaluma and let Byron Belden know just when he and Sarah will go to Petaluma and go back with you, and she will prepare plums, dry, and can some for themselves. If this is not convenient, then let the matter pass. I would like you to send one box to Pacific Press for Sister Borland. Addie, I have talked with Sister Loughborough, and she will rent you the room at head of stairs and Sister Davis as roommate and board you for $2.50. This is reasonable. Mary Loughborough will have to sleep upon the lounge and sitting room. This is the most favorable outlook I can see for you. I feel fully better than I could reasonably expect after such a tax of getting ready and having kept awake till midnight. I will rest, if possible, on this journey. Brother Lockwood, do as well as you can with the fruit. Keep account of what it brings, for I wish to know in regard to the profits on the place. I have had a good long talk with Elder Rice in regard to the health retreat, and I feel relieved.